It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, June 8th. I'm Patricia Naft. Election ballots are being mailed this week to registered Republican voters for Colorado's U.S. Senate primary election on June 28th. Benta Berklin has more.
Robert Blaha, Ryan Frazier, Daryl Glenn, Jack Graham, and John Kaiser are the five remaining Republican candidates vying for the chance to unseat Democratic Senator Michael Bennet. GOP's State Party Chairman Steve House says these final few weeks will be the real test.
I have no idea who will win this race because you can make a case for each and every one of them, depending on, you know, their styles.
The crowded field originally had a dozen candidates. While unseating an incumbent senator is a formidable challenge, House says the race will be less about Bennet and more about making it a referendum on the last 8 years of President Barack Obama. I'm Benta Berklund at the State Capitol.
Western Colorado is known for its agriculture, and its growing wine industry is no exception. To meet that demand, there has to be people with wine know-how. Ben Kiefer is the director of the agriculture program at Western Colorado Community College. KBNF's Jake Ryan caught Kiefer on the phone while his students were irrigating fruit crops. They talked about Colorado Mesa University's new viticulture program.
Can you tell me about the new viticulture program?
Sure. Yeah, we're real excited. It's a program much like the other agriculture degree programs that we have. It kind of reflects the agriculture that is kind of unique to our part of the world. And we certainly are the grape-growing region of this state and this region. So we thought it was very appropriate that we have a program that can help provide a skilled workforce for that particular industry, as well as new grape growers or winemakers.
So what about this area makes it good for wine and viticulture in general?
Well, you know, it's very similar to what makes it good for fruits in the sense that, you know, we have a climate that hopefully doesn't get too extreme. We have a nice climate then in the summers. We can heat and cool the valley pretty quickly over here in Western Colorado, Peony included.
Do you enjoy viticulture? Do you know anything about it? Have you worked on that before?
I don't know a lot about it. I know enough about the grapevine that it's a tricky little plant. And we just put in our initial set of vines here this winter. It is a tricky little plant. Luckily, we have an individual by the name of Dr. Curtis Swift on staff, and he has a lot more expertise with working with plants than I. And so Dr. Swift and a group of students put in our initial vineyard, and we're in the process of hiring an individual that will be our lead instructor for that program, and I'll be assisting that individual.
What is so tricky about grapes? What is so tricky about growing grapes out here in the Western Slope?
It's just a unique plant. It has a demand to be handled well. You need to prune it well. You need to know what you're doing when you're pruning and training a grape. That makes it a little bit more trickier than putting corn in the ground and growing that for a season.
Do you expect a lot of interest from students in the fall?
As an industry, one of the cool things about agriculture is that, you know, we are seeing a new, we'll call them generation of agriculturalists. We get people that have a much higher interest in terms of where their food and food products come from. And so we're seeing a reflection of that in individuals that are interested in getting involved in agriculture. You know, about half of our students are people that come from an agricultural background, but the other half are people that do not. These are individuals that we need to be able to, you know, get the skills and the training so that they can be successful in growing the next generation of food products.
That was Ben Kiefer with CMU's Western Colorado Community College talking about their new viticulture program with KBNF's Jake Ryan. KDNK's Gavin Dahl reports from the 2016 Mountain Connection Broadband Conference.
Government certainly does have a role. Now, what that role is, that's why we're here at Mountain Connect.
Glenwood Springs Information Services Director Bob Farmer is considering the role of local government here at the annual Mountain Connect Broadband Development Conference. This year we're in Keystone. Farmer explains that he supports the town of Parachute placing an opt-out of Colorado's restrictive Senate Bill 152 on the November ballot. The decade-old state law limits local jurisdictions from taking action to address their constituents' broadband needs.
I think any time that a community can kind of take back our rights that were taken from us with SB 152, it shows to the providers that, hey, we're interested in broadband, we want it.
Farmer believes that the investment by Glenwood Springs in municipal fiber back in 2002 and 2003 led existing internet service providers to improve their offerings. Now, he says rebuilding city infrastructure to meet steadily growing demand could be 5 to 10 years out. So he's hoping regional efforts by Garfield County and Mesa County, who are collaborating to conduct a broadband needs study this summer, will spur action. While some local governments have begun building their own networks, others have a simpler outcome in mind. CU Boulder law professor Phil Weiser said during a morning panel at Mountain Connect on Monday that the threat of municipal action can drive incumbents to invest. I spoke to the moderator of that panel, who agrees.
There could be competition coming in, so you've got that threat. And then the provider has to look at the market differently, because then there's actual competition coming in. And so before that actual competition comes in, they may get active, and I think that's really important.
Amina Fazula, policy director in Washington, D.C. for the nonprofit Benton Foundation, says broadband is not a luxury. It's an essential service.
You know, our communities depend on access to the marketplace. And if the marketplace is online, especially if you're in a rural area, that means that you have access to it, but that's only if you've got broadband. And so the benefits to a rural area where their marketplace would have been really small otherwise is huge, having access to an online marketplace and all these new potential customers. There's a change that's occurring at all levels of government, so there are essential services that are being provided over the internet that requires that your population actually have access to it.
Virgil Turner, Director of Innovation and Community Engagement for Montrose, says their city had no choice but to take control of their own broadband future.
We're a regional hub where people come to shop throughout a 6-county region. We need to be a leader in this. We need to try to push this issue. If we're not getting help from the folks that have traditionally been in place to serve us, then we're going to find a way to do it ourselves.
Christopher Mitchell, Director of Community Broadband Networks for the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, says that Colorado jurisdictions are at a disadvantage in driving investment by the big phone and cable companies until they opt out of state restrictions.
Even if you aren't planning on building your own network or partnering to build your own network, if you want existing providers to take you seriously, then it makes sense to go to the ballot and to get this authority. Because looking at CenturyLink, they're going to be concentrating their investment in places where they fear competition. And if you're advertising that you are not even going to think about providing competition, then you're likely to get less investment. And so that's a real threat.
Garfield County, the town of Carbondale, and other local jurisdictions are considering ballot items later this year that would empower them to get involved in finding solutions. Voters in 60 Colorado jurisdictions have already approved similar measures.
That was KDNK's Gavin Dahl reporting on the 2016 Mountain Connect Broadband Conference. The conference took place this week in Keystone. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.